Okay,
I think
you go.
No, I think you
go.
You talk first.
Should I start?
You can start if you want. Okay. I mean, we need to start the podcast somewhere. So, like,
okay, ready?
No,
okay.
No.
Well, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You start.
Totally hits. Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Supposed to be relatively nice this week. Going to be temperatures in the 60s.
Woohoo! We deserve it.
So how much longer will winter last? America's favorite, rodent meteorologist, Punxsutawney Phil, supposed to come up and see his shadow or not on Groundhog Day, which is on the 2nd. That's Sunday.
Right, mm-hmm. Which has been a drunken tradition since, I don't know, 1700s.
Yeah, where guys dress up in tuxedos, they drink all night, and then they pull a rodent out of a hole, and it predicts the weather. It makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Yeah, that's why the aliens don't land. But
just
now
think about it.
PETA says, no, we should show Phil some decency and retire him to some sort of groundhog habitat.
All right. Now, PETA sometimes does good things and sometimes some crazy things. This altogether doesn't sound crazy yet.
Mm.
Like, to me, I've always thought, like, leave the dang groundhog alone.
Yeah.
Let him herkle-derkle in his little hole for the winter and leave him be.
Yeah.
But PETA says we should replace Punxsutawney Phil with a weather reveal cake. Kind of like a gender reveal party.
Like
it's a baby?
So,
like spring or winter is a baby?
I guess their theory is you cut the cake, and if it's blue inside, that means 6 more weeks of winter.
Right.
If it's pink inside, then spring is just around the corner.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how many times do we need to learn the lesson that, okay, sure, it's like a gender reveal type cake if they switch to that, right? Those always get out of control.
Yeah.
So they have to top it every... Oh, can't just be a cake.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be like fireworks at some point.
Yeah, fireworks, and then it's going to be like confetti, and then there's going to be like some kind of like hot air balloon accident, and people are going to,
There was a story yesterday about people did a gender reveal party where they used dry ice, and I guess they had to evacuate a building because it got so...
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, so they would like to play Is It Cake? With Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, man.
And this is like the fourth option that they've given.
Yeah, they've had some other ideas.
Yeah. So they wanted to do a giant coin. So they would just like flip
boring.
A coin.
Yeah.
That's boring.
In 2020, they wanted to swap it out for an animatronic version that would be equipped with AI.
Oh, pay kind of like
more capable of
it'd be Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's the Country Bear Jamboree from Disney.
In the lights, yes.
In 2022, they wanted to use a persimmon tree to predict the weather. So they're really
boring.
They're trying, man.
Yeah. And what are they next? Oh God, let's all eat kale.
Yeah.
First person to throw up. Whoop. Maybe six more weeks of PETA comes up with some really stupid stuff sometimes.
It's funny, though, because they're like, they're usually afraid of humans. They'll run if they see you. Well, yeah, any creature runs when they see
a human.
A human. Like,
right.
Of course.
Unless they're a golden retriever, they're running.
Yeah, you're not helping your case any by
a drunk guy that smells of beer like at 2 o'clock in the morning in a tuxedo in Pennsylvania. Yeah, they're going to run.
Yeah. Women would run.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone should
children,
run.
Children, name it.
Yes.
Yeah. Someday we'll tell you about what they wanted to do as far as changing the language of everyday sayings. Okay, 2018. So this is only 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 7 years ago now. They said, there are phrases that people use out in the world that are anti-animal. And they offered suggestions to change those phrases to be pro-animal.
I'm already shaking my head.
You should be. You should be. By the way, we love animals.
We do love animals.
Instead of bring home the bacon, say bring home the bagels.
No.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. This one, beat a dead horse. Is something people say when you're just like going on.
When you're
and on.
It doesn't make any sense, what you're doing.
Change it to feed a fed horse.
Feed a fed horse.
Which doesn't make any sense. Why would you feed a horse that's already been fed?
Right, you're just going to end up with a fat horse.
That
exactly.
I could live with that more than I could live with the bagels one.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can live with the absolute killer. The one that still Woody and I will mention to each other and laugh our freaking heads off. Instead of saying, kill two birds with one stone.
Yes.
They suggest you change it to feed two birds with one scone.
With scone.
I kid you not.
First, wouldn't that kill them?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Do fine down at the artisanal cage-free coffee bean shop I go to.
Yeah, we should check to see if your birds can eat scones.
I know.
First, we have to go to England to get some.
Oh, my
gosh. All right.
Gosh.
Thank you, PETA, as we'll play what? Is It Cake on Groundhog Day.
It's all real. None of this is made up.
Jeannie, yesterday you had a little bit of a tiff with your husband who was going out to work out, but without you, with some of his work friends.
Yeah.
Even though you've been trying to get him to go forever.
Yeah.
First time he says yes to somebody going to the gym,
it's with his best friends.
It's with his friends.
So did he show up?
He did. I even snuck a picture when they were doing abs. We pulled in literally at the same time. So I parked next to him and I gave him a special finger to look at.
You're number one.
Yeah. Number one in my heart. And I was just like, dude, what the heck? Like, I couldn't believe he actually showed up, honestly.
Yeah.
But I just did my own thing. I didn't like purposely ignore him or anything that. But
so you didn't get too like snippy about it.
Yeah, no,
You sent us pictures of him and his friends just lounging.
I'm looking here at the picture. And some could say, oh, they're stretching. No, it looks like dad and the couch.
Okay, it's also
they're herkle-durkling.
They were herkle-durkling because, okay, so it was just me. I had leg day. They did chest and tries, but there were three of them. But they finished before I did.
Oh,
and I didn't
They couldn't go as long as you could.
Yeah, I didn't have a super long workout, but yeah, I was like, how the heck did you guys finish before I did?
So they did like a drive-through version of whatever you were doing.
It's kind of like a lift. Okay, we're done.
But his friend was like, I didn't know Gino like worked out like that. And Landon's like, yeah, like she does or whatever. And I was like, he needs to catch me on a shoulder day and like flex.
Do they feel threatened by you?
They should.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Outcome unclear. The race for AI dominance got rocked yesterday by China, who came out with an AI program that only took a couple of months to make and cost $6 million, as opposed to the hundreds and hundreds of millions that all the companies in the U.S. are making. And this thing is apparently scoring better than most of the AIs here in the United States. It's free. It's called DeepSeek. And it's the number one downloaded free app on the App Store and iTunes.
Have you guys downloaded it yet?
No.
I'm going to today.
Okay.
Because apparently it runs on your device and doesn't like go through the cloud. So I don't feel like I'm sending the Chinese all my secrets.
Oh, okay.
That's
good news.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Double check. Ask your doctor.
I don't know. Ask your doctor. DeepSeek is right for you. Starbucks went under a lot of scrutiny because they were letting people that didn't buy anything use the bathroom. But now they're trying to make things a little bit more friendly again. They're going to start mispronouncing or misspelling your name on your cup. They're also bringing back the milk and sugar station that they took away during the pandemic. And they're starting to use the ceramic cups if you're actually drinking coffee inside the store, which they took away for a while. So I guess they're trying to be a little bit more personable.
Yeah.
Environmentally friendly, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's great.
Gina?
Well, Costco is switching back to Coke products in their food court areas.
I know so many people that are cheering right now.
Right. Yeah. They were Pepsi for years, and now they're going back to Coke.
Okay.
I'm a Pepsi guy, but I'm not like, you know, militant about it.
Mm-hmm.
But some people can be about their choice.
Sure. Yeah.
There's three things you want to know this morning. I want to give a shout out to my friends at City Auto in Murfreesboro. That's where I got my new car.
But wait. Do you have it?
That's a long story. Well, anyway, I bought it sight unseen. And it was in Memphis, and it was being shipped here from their other City Auto location. Gotcha. They're real nice people, and they've taken care of me really well. Yes. So they had to do a few things. I picked up the car on Saturday. Then I noticed later in the day that the car, the engine was missing a lot. Right. So I took in the check engine light came on. So I said, I took it over yesterday. I said, well, check it out. So they said, all right, well, we're going to keep it for a while. We'll get you a rental car. We'll hook you up with a free rental car, and you can drive that until, you know, we figure out what's wrong. And so I got a call later in the day from Jordan, a nice dude down there, and he said, we got permission from Ford, you know, because it's a Lincoln.
Yeah.
We got permission from Ford to get you a new engine.
Oh, wow.
So I went, well, okay, I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah.
Great.
So they're going to put a new engine in the car, so it'd almost be like having a new car. And they gave me a free rental car to use for like 10 days until they get it done.
That's nice.
And it's a Mitsubishi Outlander, which is a nice SUV.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, really nice. But the thing is, it has like a high-tech gear shift.
Okay.
I have no idea what that even means.
Well, it means
it's
has
park drive, neutral.
Yeah,
it has reverse. And it has like a thing where you have to push buttons and push things around, push buttons on it.
Okay.
But so I stopped
by. You don't have to log in, do you?
Like, no,
you do
no.
I say, you don't have to check the box, keep me logged in.
So identify which one of these squares has bicycles in it.
I had to stop by Kroger on the way home. So I parked the car, I go into Kroger, come back out, start the car up. And then I realized, I can't get this car in reverse.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
So it's showing me all this stuff. Okay, there's an R on there, and it kept going into reverse and then going back into neutral and then going back into park again. And I'm going like, okay, and then you put it into drive, and it does that whole, you know, the parking, you know, warning signs like, oh, you're going to hit something.
Oh, like, yeah.
So you do all that. I'm going like, I know. I have my foot on the brake. It's okay. And so I finally figured it out. And so I come home, and then this morning, I'm leaving for work at like 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. I'm in my garage. I start the car, you know, and all of a sudden I realize I can't get it into reverse. How am I going to get out of the garage? Because I can't
so
get it into reverse.
So the same thing happened again?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there in the dark in the garage at 3:30 in the morning. And I actually went on YouTube and say, how do you get the car in reverse?
Oh, because it's probably happened to a bunch of people.
Yeah, and so it's like the guy is on there, you know, saying, you know, nice, pleasant voice saying, you know, it has a high-tech gear shift that may be intimidating to some people.
No crap.
And I went, don't try to threaten me. Just show me how to get it in reverse. So I finally figured it out, but it was like... It's a really nice car.
Yeah, but they didn't
it
have
can
to
only
make,
go forward, though.
Didn't have to make it so hard to just go stop.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I was thinking as I'm doing that, I'm going like, I hope I don't have to be in a hurry sometime and get it in reverse.
Yeah.
I'm running away from a bank robbery or something.
That's right. They're going to that system for all the fire trucks around town.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a couple of days when they get it in reverse.
All right. All the results have come in. People have been texting and correcting Jim's misquote from the Goonies. You said the quote was?
Goonies never say cry.
And that's not what they say in the movie. And 1,000% of all the people who texted corrected it.
To what?
Goonies never say die.
Goonies never say die.
That's
you
what
were
they
close.
Say in the movies.
Oh, come on. That's not what
you're
they
one
say.
One letter away. But all right. Well, we're going to pick a random winner.
What, they do their own research on Facebook?
From the Eurostone Studios, it's Woody and Jim in the Morning on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Congratulations to some of our texters who corrected Jim's misquoted Goonies quote.
Goonies never say cry.
They don't say that. They say Goonies never say die.
It's to show they're tough. Goonies never say that is what you're saying.
All right, I
don't care. Just give away the prize, okay. even though they got it wrong.
Yeah, the guy who does my tattoos, Jason, he has a 5-year-old son.
Yeah,
and he actually said, "Tell Jim it's Goonies never say die." So a 5-year-old knows it better than you, Jim.
I'm sure Jason is a smart young man, but you know, are we going to 5-year-olds to decide these things?
Ooh. His son's named Rocky.
Or Rocky, whatever is it? Okay. So
he's going to beat you. He's going to fight you.
Wow. don't cry. This is just I think this is the Mandela effect. I think he doesn't. I think what's happening is everybody thinks that's what they say.
So everybody in the entire universe is wrong except for you.
Yeah. This is the hill you want to die on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, fine.
You're just remembering it wrong. Okay. It's like we all remember it, but that's not actually how it was.
Right.
There are so many examples of that.
Yes.
Like Tom Cruise in Risky Business, people always say he danced around in his underwear and sunglasses, but he didn't wear his sunglasses when he was
not in that scene.
Not when he was dancing in his underwear.
Okay.
Or like the Darth Vader, like, Luke, I am your father. He never says that. He says some version of it, though.
It's close.
He just goes, I am your father.
Yeah.
Not like, he's like,
he doesn't say Luke.
Yeah.
So who knows who he's talking to?
So, yeah. And Luke says, I never say cry, Dad.
See, it's the Mandela effect.
That's got to be what it is.
You're all going to feel very foolish.
Very foolish when you get the truth. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Goin' Postal in Brentwood.
Your shipping and printing supercenter. Need something printed? They got you.
Hey, we got the battle for Old Hickory going on right now. For the ladies in the audience, we have Shannon. Hello, Shannon.
Hi.
And for the guys, we have Steven. Hello, Steven.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, guys. Let's do a get acquainted question. Let's start with Steven this time. Tell us something most people don't know about you.
That I've been married to the same beautiful woman for 35 years.
Aww, that's sweet.
But they would never know it because you don't hang out together? What? No, no.
You have her locked in the basement?
I don't look that old.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
that's awesome.
Because a humble brag. Okay.
Nice shout out. I love that. All right. Let's see what you did there. Shannon, what about you? Tell us something most people don't know about you.
That we have 5 kids, not just 23-year-old twins, but we have 5 kids.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
So kids that have moved out?
Yes, they're 10 years older. And so, yeah, they're older.
Okay.
All right.
Very
cool.
They just don't come around much.
If we can just keep them out.
All right, let's get the game going. You each have a screw if you need it.
All right, multiple choices, how we start. Shannon, did Keanu Reeves star in 2, 3, or 4 Bill and Ted movies?
3.
3 is right.
Good job. All right, 1 for the ladies.
All right, Steve, does a DSW store sell cosmetics, shoes, or perfume?
I have twin daughters and a wife. Shoes.
Oh,
yes.
That's right. All right, that means he's saying, I've got some knowledge in
this
area.
That's right, there you go. All right, Shannon, question number 2. What Major League Baseball team plays their home games in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field?
Oh, my goodness. Chicago? Is that Chicago?
Chicago Cubs. Very good.
All right.
Good job.
So far, it is perfect. Let's see if Steven can keep it going.
All right. What star of Sex and the City plays Sarah Sanderson in the Hocus Pocus movies?
Oh, God. What is that?
Okay.
Screw.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, Shannon, he hopes you don't know this.
What is her name? Oh, I can't think of her name.
Oh, no.
Good use of the screw.
Yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker is who we're looking for.
Yes, that's her name.
All right, you agree. Good job.
It doesn't happen in America very often. Okay, it is 2-2, and we go to the final set of questions.
All right, Shannon, what do you mix with oil to power a 2-cycle engine?
Gas.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
All right, Stephen, what member of the royal family is the Duchess of Sussex?
Fergie.
Oh, that's a good guess, but totally wrong. It's Meghan Markle, right?
Yes, Meghan Markle.
Okay. All right, Shannon, congratulations. You are the winner of Gender Wars.
You're in your face,
Steve. You're
glittering. Yes, we love that.
Yeah.
Guess who's not coming home tonight?
Ooh.
Oh, boy. The gauntlet has been tossed down.
You guys are welcome back anytime.
Yes.
Absolutely. I like your fire that you guys have. Congratulations. We've got a prize for you. We've got a certificate of bracketification. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Do not show up and do these things because your hairstylist is going to just, they're going to hate you.
Probably cut your ear.
Arriving with dirty hair for a hair dyeing appointment.
Ooh.
Oh, see, I've heard you need to.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've never dyed my hair, so I don't know. But
according to this, it says unless it's part of like you've already pre-planned like a wash or whatever, mm-hmm. yeah, don't come to dirty hair for a hair dyeing. Number two, showing up with freshly washed hair before a chemical treatment.
Okay.
I guess that's bad.
Okay. Mm.
Try to keep all that straight. don't show up with tangled hair. Like that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
If your hair is super tangled, they're going to have to work on it for like 10 minutes just to start.
They're going to have to cut the knots out.
yeah, right? Number four, booking the wrong services when you're not sure what you want.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, sure. They've got to like mark off time and all that stuff. Make sure stuff's not getting used. Okay, number five, not having reference photos for what you want or what you don't want. So if you know how your hair... you want it to look, bring a picture of somebody who has that hair.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to describe it. Well, it's kind of up. I don't know why I launched into Bob Dylan, Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, I want Bob Dylan hair.
And the last thing is, and this is a huge one.
Yeah.
Lying about your at-home experiments.
Oh, yeah.
Before you come in asking for them to like, undo it.
Oh, or okay.
Could you pick, fix this?
So if you did a crazy color or you tried a home permanent that didn't work out so well.
Yeah. Within the last couple of years, I think the hair industry has really like kind of come out of its shell in a way because they're starting to explain like why I couldn't go in and ask for like orange hair. Like I want it to be orange by the time I leave and things like that. And so when you do at home treatments, it actually changes the chemicals in your hair and makes it harder for the stylist to do that. And so there's a lot more that goes into it. All that to say, there's a lot more that goes into it than the normal person would actually think.
Okay. So, sometimes I'll hear one of the stylists at the salon like ask a very diplomatic question because they don't want to embarrass the person.
Right.
But like, has somebody been working on this?
Yeah,
you know, like.
Well, then it goes even like if you get your hair done by somebody else and then you go to like a different person and they're like, okay, so what did they do? And I mean, I don't know. I'm on my phone the whole time. I don't know what they did. Like, can't you tell what they did? But there's like bleaches and tones and all. Treatments and all these things, it's a lot more intense than you would actually think.
Oh, I know. They should have one of those clipboards like when you go to the doctor's office. So you fill
a record.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm a fancy boy, so I go like great clips.
Yeah, as do I.
And they always have it all written down. It says, you want the same, gauge on the clippers? Yeah, sure, fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
He goes,
do you want your sideburns short or long? I don't care.
Yeah.
Just hair.
Do whatever you want. I did one of those TikTok trends where I pick a card blindly and they do whatever's on the card.
Ooh.
Oh, that has got to be.
Well,
it could be a lot of fun, or you could be really angry afterwards.
There wasn't anything crazy because I couldn't go, like, I couldn't do crazy colors, unfortunately. Yeah. Because I've had my hair blue before and I loved it. But so we kind of worked in between, like, we had boundaries. So it turned out okay. It wasn't exactly what I wanted. It was shorter than I wanted and darker than I wanted, but it still looked good. So it didn't matter.
Let's all go out and do crazy colors. It'll be fun.
Oh, I'm so down.
I just love the fact that you just went and said, I'm just going to have whatever this card says.
Yeah.
You just, and random. It's like Russian roulette.
It was. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. TikTok roulette. And because I just want to look good. And so sometimes if I think a color looks better than it would actually on me, like I want to be told that. So it did end up looking good and everything. I don't really care when it comes to that kind of stuff. I'm not too crazy
about
it.
You're not going
to
sob into your pillow for 12
no.
to 15
I did that.
Hours.
Yeah, I did that when I was like 12.
When you sob into the pillow and then leave all the blue hair dye on the pillow.
Yes.
We totally need a Woody and Jim mood boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
When in the walk around the neighborhood. Love tested by fire.
Mm-hmm.
Young couple Brian and Stephanie They lost their home in California in the wildfires with just pretty much just bricks and almost nothing left. For the first time, they were able to go back to the house they were living in. Mm. And, you know, they found something that was very, very important to Brian. His engagement ring.
I was thinking, you know, well, maybe the stone should survive and maybe we'll find a little stone. I was like, we're going to look over here where my desk is. I did not tell her why. We're digging around where my desk is, where you can see the desk frame. And then you pick it up and you pick up the thing and there's a little diamond. And I was on my knees and I was like, hey, will you marry me?
Aww.
With the PPE gear, masks on.
And she didn't know he was going to propose.
She had no
idea. So this
idea.
Is like a whole fun surprise for her. That's going to be a very juxtaposition standing in your rubble.
I don't think he expected it to be there.
And there
it was.
Wow.
And now
that's a sign, right?
That's
it's
a
meant
sign,
to be,
man.
Totally.
It's, yeah, rain on the wedding day can't kill this.
Yeah,
this
no kidding.
Perfect. I hope that's a Woody and Jim mood boost for you.
Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Three things you want to know this morning. Kind of a cautionary tale about not trying weird, you know, kind of out of the ordinary diets.
Okay.
A guy in Florida, his hands, feet, and elbows turned orange. He was on an extreme carnivore diet. He said all he ate was hamburger meat, cheese, and full sticks of butter.
Yeah.
I guess he lost some weight, but then he went and had his cholesterol checked, and it was 1,000. Which is anything over 200 is bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So he's in a medical journal and hopefully he'll eat a vegetable and be all better.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I've heard about the carnivore diet.
It's gaining a lot of traction over the last couple of years.
Just be responsible and moderate.
Right.
You know? Don't go crazy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because people, like, especially guys, like meat. And they're like, a diet? That's not going to feel like a diet at all. I love steak.
Eat a whole stick of butter.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's where maybe.
Probably the problem. Google Maps announced yesterday that they will change the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America for users in the U.S. who are using Google Maps to navigate their way through the Gulf of America or Mexico.
If you're on a boat, you see Google Maps.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of like only wearing that sweater your aunt gave you when she comes around. You know, in Mexico, it's still going to say the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh.
And outside of the U.S. and Mexico, it'll have both names.
Okay.
Mm.
So, yeah, they're tailoring it. So, if you're here, it looks like we changed everything.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Gina, what you got?
A German engineer broke a record for spending 120 days underwater without coming up.
Wow.
Yeah. So, he built like an underwater room. His company built it, and it was equipped with everything he needed, like a bed, a toilet, TV, computer, all the things. He was studying fish under there, so that there was like a purpose for it.
Oh, okay.
And then he had like a chamber that was attached, so like a doctor came down and food would be brought down, things like that. But it was about 15 minutes off of Panama's coast, and he broke the record, which was previously 100 days.
That actually didn't sound too bad.
No, it kind of sounds... The thing,
yeah, right?
Nice little vacation.
I think I would get scared once it got dark.
Right.
I think that's when it would get kind of spooky, but... Mm-hmm.
Oceans are a little scary, but then at night, they become super scary.
Yeah. Mm.
To keep you properly frightened of China, something new has happened.
Well, the stock market, like...
Took a big dive.
It freaked out yesterday. Here's the deal. If you just back up a little bit, we're in a big race with China for artificial intelligence.
Right.
Because
the thing that will eventually enslave or kill us all.
Right. But we want it to be ours, not theirs. Right?
We want our evil billionaires in charge.
It's like like a race to the moon was.
Exactly.
It was kind of,
exactly. Only this is a little scarier. Like, you got to get there. This means a lot more than just like a trophy, right? What the United States said was, okay, the people that make the chips that they use for AI, nobody's allowed to sell them to China. Okay, that's been in effect for a couple of years.
Right.
Right? Not allowed to sell them our good stuff so that we can get ahead.
Right.
Sure.
Well, what they did, apparently, I think they cheated. I think they bought stuff and got it anyway.
It's double agents.
But they said they used older chips that they were allowed to get, and they made a new AI in a few months for about $6 million.
Yeah, much cheaper than anything the United States has done.
So, like, take a ChatGPT. They just got, like, $600-700 million to, like, get up to a certain point to, to do something. And the Chinese, in a very short amount of time, made something that works better, and it's open sourced and free.
Yeah. It's and like the number one downloaded app right now on the Apple, you know, store.
Yeah. It's supposed to work very well. And all the companies in the United States that just threw billions and billions into all these AI companies are going, they did it for $6 million?
Mm.
Like, there are players on the Predators that make more than that, you know? And they did it in a couple of months. I think they just they steal everything, but
I think
that's,
so.
That's proven.
But it's called DeepSeek, which is kind of scary
in
itself. Yeah,
yeah, I know. It's the thing they say, it's kind of scary because I'm thinking like, oh, gee, well, why is TikTok, you know, going through its stuff and and this thing would know even maybe more about you or have more control.
Right.
It's actually, you know, made to learn about you.
Yeah, but it's here they give you all that, like all the code. So like there's nothing secret in it.
Yeah.
And it can run on your computer and never leave it. So it's like kind of like you've got it in a box. But yeah, because they were able to do it with old stuff more efficiently, make it better with next to no money, stock market freaked out.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And
but why?
Because that means they're able to do better with less.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know.
People are downloading that like crazy and not downloading, you know, ChatGPT and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right.
So they jumped ahead of us, looked like barely trying.
Mm.
Usually when it looks like barely trying, they stole it. But they did it well.
Yeah.
I'm giving them props for that.
Huh. Interesting.
The Chinese government steals very, very well.
Yeah. And, you know, they have no human rights over there, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they can make 12-year-olds work in the factories all night. So, yeah.
So that's why I freaked out.
Yeah.
Their AI is better than ours, and they spent like $4 to make it.
Mm.
Wow.
We'll be okay, America. You
it's
bet we will. It'll be nice for the next couple of days. Temperature's going to be in the 60s. We might actually be able to go outside and do something.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Love this. Be outside with the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let him get some exercise.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll stand there, but he can get his exercise.
Exactly. What else are we doing today? Gina, what you doing?
Gym, of course.
Yes.
Gonna give my dog a bath. He has this like medical shampoo. I have to give him a bath every week. Yes.
Is that a struggle?
Kind of. Yeah, a little bit. And then I have to have it on his skin for like 10 minutes. So then we just sit there and he's
and
like
do nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, please, mom, please. yeah, do that. And then maybe go to Bible study tonight. I don't know. I've been really tired lately, but I should make that a priority.
So. That's right. Mm. Make it happen. Hold yourself accountable.
Yes. Yes.
What are you doing?
I got some phone calls I have to make. I'm trying to get a home equity loan so I can keep my head above water for a little bit. Plus, speaking of water, we have a little leak under the sink, so I'll be contacting my my home insurance.
Good.
So yay.
Fun.
It's just
fun.
A day of adulting.
Yeah.
So much fun. We'll catch y'all later.